This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Conan here, Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free number as well as the Skype username that allows you to, as we like to say, take control of the airwaves to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Good evening, Conan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on. What happened to King Mark?
He is at a fireman's meeting tonight. Every now and then on Tuesday night, he'll go to one of their, I guess, planning sessions.
Or to decide on whatever. How they're going to spend the people's money, probably purchasing a new tanker or long truck or whatever they call these things. I know that was the last debate they had the last time he wasn't here.
Yeah, he does work for a volunteer department, so certainly they don't have as much money as some of the big government city fire folks do.
At least he gets to actually go, and the people he actually get to participate.
That's true.
In the long run. I mean, maybe not at this particular meeting, but at the end of the day, the people actually vote on whether or not they will purchase a vehicle. We can't do that here. We have, 12, 13 representatives?
Here in the big city.
In the big city. Whatever they decide. So,
let's see here. Speaking of our very own New Hampshire, there have been state governors all around the country who've been making political hay out of this issue of the refugees, the Syrian refugees.
Yeah, Europe is running out of room. They don't have any room to put them. They're just they're spilling out of the barges they're coming in over, or the floaties, you know, like rats on a back of a trash heap, and they got nowhere to go. You know, they're being pushed out from Syria.
Well, there's plenty of room in the United States. I mean, 96%, I think, or something ridiculous like that. Some amount of the acreage in the United States is completely unoccupied. It's unurbanized, so there's plenty of open space here. It would be not a big deal to give some people some government land, let them homestead and try to make a better life for themselves. But instead, these governors from states all around the country, many, many states, not all of them yet, but a lot of them, are rebuffing the idea of having these folks come in, these refugees. And there's a lot of paranoia. There's a lot of fear surrounding this, as there has been for a long time when it comes to immigrants. There have been, as long as there have been immigrants, there have been people who've been here since longer than those immigrants, right, and they feel like they own America.
Right. Every new wave of immigrants, because we're all immigrants
at some point.
And every new generation is hating on the new generation. And even though they're just following in our footsteps, and it's a horrible thing. I think this has been brought to a particular level because of the Paris incident. If we had had this week last week. Because the Syrian immigrants were having a hard time, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this new incident everyone's grabbing on it. You know, this is fear-mongering to the max. I mean, this is a new 9/11 incident, I believe. And they are already cracking down and taking away rights in Paris because of this.
Yeah, I heard something about 300 raids already in Europe, not just in Paris, but in all of Europe, that there have been 300 police raids in supposedly looking for perpetrators of the Paris attacks from Friday.
I have no doubt. And you know what? The people are just going to put up with it because
they did in Boston.
Exactly, because these people are just here to save us, and we fear those brown-skinned dudes that are across the border who are spilling in. And, what else are we going to do?
I got a press release from the ACLU of New Hampshire that it's just a few sentences, not very long at all. Responding to Governor Hassan. Now, here in New Hampshire, there's a Democratic governor named Maggie Hassan who is on her way out. She is, from what I understand, not going to run again, and I think she's on her second or third term at this point. She's been there for a while. And she apparently had made some sort of statement refusing the Syrian refugees. Concord, New Hampshire, Devin Chafee from the ACLU writes, following the attacks in Paris, the ACLU of New Hampshire calls upon all policymakers at the federal and state levels to affirm the need to welcome Syrian refugees who are fleeing the brutality of ISIS. The following is quoted from Devin Chafee. She says, "The ACLU of New Hampshire is deeply saddened by Governor Hassan's call to close America's door to Syrian refugees fleeing violence and oppression. Attempting to draw a link between the tragedy in Paris and the resettlement of Syrian refugees wrongly blames the refugees for the violence that they are fleeing. To shut out Syrian families trying to rescue their children from persecution and, in some cases, starvation is to refuse to help the victims of the very terrorism that we decry. Moreover, singling out refugees doesn't make practical sense. The U.S. already has a rigorous and multi-layered security screening program in place for refugees seeking to resettle here. All refugees must pass multiple background checks, biometric tests, medical screenings, and in-person interviews with the Department of Homeland Security. They are subjected to more screening than any other individual who travels to the United States." So, again, there's a lot of fear-mongering out there about the refugees that, oh, they're just ISIS agents in disguise, and they're going to attack people in the United States. They're going to kill innocent people.
Well, they're going to bring up the Boston bombers, who were both of those boys were, you know, if they had done what they did, allegedly, were both immigrants. You know,
were they refugees? I don't think so.
I believe that they were the sons of immigrants. And, yeah, they were up to no good. So it might take a generation, but, you know, all these people who don't necessarily agree with the way that we're running business are the people who are pulling the strings are running business, because they're coming from a country where they might do things completely backwards to how we're doing it. So, I mean, you know, they might not speak the language. They might have different ideals, different policies. And, yeah, who knows what their kids are going to be doing, you know, 20 years from now. They might be the next wave of domestic terrorists who are, you know, blowing up whatever, firehouses.
So does that mean that they shouldn't be let in?
That's what the argument is.
Yeah,
it's like,
okay.
don't even give them a chance for their parents to move in. You know, they might be all good to go, trying to escape, you know, the ISIS or the whatever terrorists that are you know over there putting down their
How would you feel if you were trying to get away from a terrorist group that was, you know, slaughtering innocent people and no one wanted to take you in?
Well, that's never happened to me, and I feel that a lot of the people who are making these decisions to keep out the helpless have also never been in that situation, so
they could
never understand what it's like to live in poverty, real poverty, and to, you know, gunfire going off every night, and, you know, you don't know if the restaurant you're eating at is going to get blown up that morning.
Yeah, I don't want to understand what that's like. It sounds absolutely horrifying, and I can at the very least imagine how terrible that lifestyle must be, and that's enough for me to be able to empathize with these folks. Like, who would want to be starving? Who would want to be hungry and not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, let alone worried about somebody going to lop your head off because you didn't agree with their political decisions or their religious viewpoint? I mean, that just sounds like living in an absolute state of fear constantly. And all you have to do is give somebody the opportunity, I think, to make a better life for themselves. And that's what they're going to do. I mean, you can speculate all you want about the bad people that are supposedly lurking amongst these refugees. And maybe there are some bad people lurking amongst them. But so far, there have been very, very few terrorist attacks in the United States over the last decade and a half. Very few.
Oh, yeah. The new stat is out. You're 9 times more likely to be killed by a local or a police officer than you are a terrorist.
1,000 people this year have been killed by police in the United States, according to those numbers that you're referring to that just were released. And the year isn't over yet. So there's probably more killings that are going to happen. The police kill more people than any refugee has done.
But you won't hear that on Fox News.
No.
You'll be hearing about all these bombings and the potential youngsters who are bringing their Islamic bad tradition over with them.
Oh yeah, there's another headline on Drudge Report talking about how many thousands of these refugees are Muslims, as though that's supposed to be a scary thing. Look, Muslims are peace-loving people in my experience. And the evidence for that is not just my experience, but the experience of the entire world, where there are over 1 billion people who are Muslims, as I understand it, and we don't have constant war happening everywhere that Muslims are. The Muslims in America aren't attacking places generally. I mean, remember, I think Timothy McVeigh was a Christian.
Yeah, typically.
So what?
Typically, all this mess is coming from countries that have been bombed by the bigger countries, Russia, Europe, U.S., for the past 50 years. These are where the trouble is coming from.
Our toll-free number is here for you. 855-453-855-450-3733.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Look, you know, not everybody agrees, even within the liberty movement, on the idea of people moving across borders freely. And I'm of the mindset that freedom means something, and it's important, and that means that, you know, risks need to be involved if you want to have freedom. We'll continue the discussion regarding these Syrian refugees being refused access to the United States in various different states, with governors refusing to jump on board with the plan of allowing these folks to come here and resettle. Now, I don't know if it's a temporary thing or what. I don't know how the refugee program works.
I'm not sure myself, but typically people move here and they don't want to leave because wherever they came from, they came from a reason.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way I feel about here moving here to New Hampshire. I don't want to go move anywhere else. Everywhere I've ever been has been crappier than here, and we have our problems, but I'm here. I'm good.
So we'll get into the discussion here, and you can add your thoughts in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Skype username tonight, lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out that way. Also, we talked a lot last night about protecting yourself online, and we got Edward Snowden's recommendations. One good suggestion for you is to protect yourself with ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. ProXPN has OpenVPN, which is the best in-network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's also Linux support. So whatever operating system you're using, you can protect yourself with ProXPN. Now, if you're a Bitcoin user, you get the best discount. If you're not a Bitcoin user, use code FTL50 to get 50% off their regular monthly price if you get the annual code, or the annual plan, rather. But if you are a Bitcoin user, then you save big time. You go to proxpn.com/amp, like advertise, market, and promote, like our Free Talk Live AMP program. proxpn.com/amp. You pay with Bitcoin, you get 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, and $5 of that purchase price goes to the Free Talk Live AMP program. It will help Free Talk Live spread the message of liberty, and the folks over at proxpn.com, they like that. So go to proxpn.com/amp and pay with Bitcoin to help us spread freedom and you to take back your privacy. As we continue here, the response from the New Hampshire ACLU to the governor here in New Hampshire and her statement calling to close America's door to Syrian refugees. The ACLU is saying, don't do that. Look, you know, these refugees are going to be background checked. They are going to have biometric tests, medical screenings, in-person interviews. I mean, this is a rigorous process. But, you know, I don't even support all that. I think people should be able to come here and just make a better life for themselves. I think if you can make it to the United States, you should be able to have a chance at being more free. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be able to get a bunch of, handouts.
Well, that's the problem, Ian. I named in the last segment, I named the whole terrorist, the domestic terrorist aspect of it, where people are afraid that these people are going to be bringing their bad ways and they're going to be blowing up firehouses, you know, this year. But the other problem, of course, is getting on the already socialized welfare system that we have going on here, which is already breaking our system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's not going to help have any immigrants, whether they're from Mexico, whether they're from Syria or wherever. They're not helping, and people are afraid that, hey, it's my Medicare, my Medicaid, it's my food stamps. I don't want some Nimrod coming from another country.
But it's
country.
Not yours. I mean, and I'm not saying it's yours, but I mean, it's not those who would say those things. It's not your program.
If the
government will give it to you if they darn well feel like it, and they'll take it away when they feel like it.
If they put one penny into it, then it becomes theirs.
In their mind, sure, but the government will tell you, you know, sorry, we're cutting this off. You know, they do it to the veterans all the time, screwing the veterans over on their supposed benefits that they were promised when they signed up for the military. And the same thing would be true of, somebody who was receiving Social Security. If all of a sudden the government says, or someone who's planning on receiving Social Security, if the government says, oh, well, looks like we're raising the Social Security age to 70. Yep. Oh, you were about to receive it at 65? Sorry about that. You got another 5 years to live before you can collect. What do you do? You can't sue them.
No, you can't do anything.
Because you have no legal claim.
Yeah, you can't take them to court. You're not going to be able to win this.
Right.
But you have no
standing. They're in charge. They set the rules, and they can change those rules at any time. It's like one of those cell phone agreements or all these terms of service. I don't know if nobody ever reads these things.
No one ever reads them.
But there's almost always provision in terms of service that say that they can update the terms of service anytime. Sometimes the term is that they have to notify you of the update. Like in the case of like a bank change, sometimes you get the little updated paperwork in the mail, like here's our new terms of service. And sometimes it actually says in the terms of service that they don't have to notify you, that they can just update the terms anytime.
But
well, that's where the government is.
Yeah, there's one huge difference. When my cell phone company screws me over like that, I'll just move to another.
That's true. You can go somewhere else.
You can't do that with the U.S. government or any of the other governments out there. You're stuck.
Well, the people who would oppose you would say, well, you can go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, you can
run
for office.
Else in the world.
Oh, yeah, and you can run for office, and you can change it from within.
But you can't go somewhere else in the world, as the Syrian refugees are discovering. It's incredibly difficult to leave the place where you were born and then go to some other arbitrary political jurisdiction on a map somewhere.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what you were saying, where many of these people in America, and I don't know what the percentages are, but judging by Facebook feeds and judging by the news, I bet you most Americans are scared to death of these refugees and super paranoid, because we know that in discussions about just plain old immigration, people freak out and they trot out all these scary stories and all these, you know, just awful, awful lies about immigrants.
I know. Just look how popular Trump is. That's part of his That's part of his platform is the whole immigration bashing.
Exactly.
And people
it's
love
popular.
That. People love that stuff.
Yeah. And it gives them a boogeyman too, something to look at and blame for the problems. Oh, there's welfare's got a problem. Well, it's the immigrants' fault. Oh, well, there's a problem with crime. It's the immigrants' fault. It's never the fault of the government for forced redistribution of wealth and all of the problems that come from that.
Or, God forbid, my own kids who hadn't raised properly and they're out there throwing bottles through windows or whatever.
Your kids are throwing bottles through windows?
I'm just saying. I'm thinking of our whole Pumpkin Fest riots last year. I mean, there was a lot of
I didn't think your daughter was involved in
a
that.
A lot of stupid kids out there in the streets, and someone raised them.
Yeah, but not yours, right?
No, my kid's good to go.
Okay, good.
She's good. Good, well-rounded kid.
So if you want to join us, the discussion here, you can talk about this or bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, what do you want to do with these refugees? Turn them back to Syria where they're going to be slaughtered? I mean, remember, these people are trying to escape from tyranny. Now, arguably, they're just going from the frying pan into a different kind of frying pan, but it's better in the United States. It's not the freest country.
It's a much cooler frying pan. It hasn't got on the heat yet.
Right. It's
sitting next to the other.
It's warm.
Yeah.
It's warm, but it's not scalding hot.
The frog is still in the water. It's not
it's
boiling.
It's still breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's bad here, but it's worse in other places. And the United States isn't the freest country in the world. But it's still in the top 20 of 180-plus countries around the globe. And so it is definitely a better place. And there's plenty of room. Look, if you're so scared of these terrorists lurking around every corner, I'm telling you, keeping the refugees out isn't going to solve your problem. You're still going to be scared by everything that, you know, goes bump in the night. There's always some terrorist lurking in a bush getting ready to blow you up with an improvised explosive device. If you believe these pundits on Fox News and these other news channels and talk radio. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you're afraid of people coming here, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live. 855.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Features on the site, brand new redesigned website. Still free. Certainly wasn't free to redesign it. But it's free for you to go and use the site. So please go and enjoy. There's freetalklive.com where you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. You can submit a potential show topic to us for possible discussion, or you can vote on the ones that are already submitted, so or do both. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. We're discussing the scary refugees, the new boogeyman. Well, finally, the pressure's off the folks from Mexico for a moment, while the hating of the immigrants has now shifted to these poor people who are even more distressed. People coming from Mexico, they're leaving relative poverty, but it's not crazy down there. There aren't people. I mean, yeah, there's some occasional beheadings from the drug gangs, but generally they only target other drug gang related people. So average folks tend to not get caught in that crossfire. So those people are generally just looking for an improved economic strata, something.
Yeah, a lot of times they're actually coming over here to work and they're actually sending the money home to the family, which they can't bring over all their people with them. And by the way, that brings up another good point to really hit home and to make aware of. A lot of these refugees are in fact men. There's not a lot of women and children coming with them, and that's another thing. That's another aspect that has these haters scared, because these people are more likely, if they've got their families with them, you know, they can't be a bomber. They can't be a suicide bomber or crazy. You know, they're going to come over there and actually try to start a new life. But you just got a bunch of dudes, you know. Yeah, they're up to no good. They belong to some outfit, some faction, and they're coming over here to do nothing but evil.
Yeah, all the evil seems to be being done by the government. I mean, if you want to be scared of something, be afraid of the government.
I'm afraid of the guys who are supplying these people the weapons and the money that they're using to push these people out. The big question
is... You mean the U.S. government, ultimately, that sort of created ISIS?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. They've put more money into this than any of the other factions. They've funded this. They're trying to. There's one goal in mind, and it's been the goal for a good couple of years now. And some people argue even the last decade. It's all about getting Assad out of there.
Well, we were reading the other night that in 2012 there is now a declassified document from the Department of Defense that basically predicted the rise of what was to become ISIS, and they were encouraging it. They wanted to fund it because they wanted to destabilize Syria.
This guy Assad is not taking orders like he's supposed to, so there's no other alternative but to take him out, just like Hussein. And if it requires funding the actual rebels, then hey, we don't have to put boots on the ground. We don't have to get our fingers dirty. We just give them the guns. Or even worse, we just start another war, Iraq, Afghanistan, and we just leave our equipment over there, and they'll just get picked
up.
They'll
take it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
You know, Ian, just because you choose to remain in denial and shift into mockery mode doesn't make you right. You're so naive and deceived about this, it's not even funny. It's sad.
About what am I naive and deceived?
These people are destroying the environment into which
they are
transported.
Who is these people?
The Muslim illegal immigrants who are being characterized as refugees. They're not in mortal danger in Syria, and a lot of them aren't even from Syria. They're coming from sub-Saharan Africa, Pakistan,
who
Iraq,
cares where they're
all
from?
Over the place. I care where they're from because they're supposed to be Syrian, remember? And they're being funneled in through Turkey by Erdogan, who wants to be the caliph of a world Islamic empire. Okay?
I don't really care where people are coming from. Why shouldn't they have a chance to have a better life for themselves?
Because let them have a revolution and fix their own countries instead of coming over here and taking everything from us. And
you mean like your ancestors
everything.
Did?
They turn around and dump 1,000 of them on a German village, a little German town of 400 people.
So they shouldn't be able to come here like your ancestors did.
You're damn right they shouldn't.
Right?
You're damn right they shouldn't.
Because your ancestors are better than them, right?
No, because there's a reason for nation state borders, and people are saying that it's not
the reason for it?
Any one country to absorb to absorb. And this is an invasion force. It's a Trojan horse invasion force. The eighth and ninth surahs of the Quran. You have some Muslim buddy who's in denial about female genital mutilation. I called about that one time. The eighth and ninth surahs of the Quran forbid Muslims to be conciliatory. If they refuse to prosecute jihad, they and their families are to be killed. You are so pathetically ignorant of the hadith.
So where are all the slaughtering of the Muslims around the world? I mean, you've got a billion Muslims. Why aren't they slaughtering one another and killing each other in their own mosques?
A Muslim imam made a public address that was in the media where he talked about how weak the Western males are. They've lost their fertility. They're going to come over here and impregnate all the Western women. This was from a Muslim.
So I can find you all kinds of crazy statements from Christian ministers. So
no,
what?
This is a man who's viewed as an authority figure in Islam. Okay, and
Ted Haggard was a megachurch pastor in. Here, I'm going to put you on hold since you're just shouting and you don't want to actually have a conversation. Ted Haggard was a megachurch pastor in Colorado, super influential guy. He got caught having sex with a male prostitute and doing coke or like I think it was methamphetamine or something like that. I mean, a lot of these people are hypocrites. They don't, you know, say what they actually believe, or they are just crazy and they advocate for violence. There's plenty of people who are Christian who are in the U.S. military. What's the difference? I don't get it.
Islam is inherently violent.
No, it's not. If that were true, then you'd see them killing each other.
The Christian religion is based on the same text.
All they do is kill. They don't.
That is ridiculous, dude. There are thousands of mosques where there's no killing going on.
They're not obeying the Quran. Muhammad was a pedophile, a pervert, a rapist, a murderer, a thief. He never wants.
Have you ever considered that these refugees, these immigrants, are coming? They're moving out of that area because they want to get away and have freedom.
They have told,
and that religion is actually oppressing them.
They're trying to impose Sharia law in a town outside of Detroit where they've now taken over the town council.
That's ridiculous.
It should be, but it's not.
We've heard these rumors before, and there's no validity to them. Thanks for the call tonight. You just keep listening to the emails that you get, the forwarded emails, and all the people on Fox News. I'm sure they're really well informed. Whereas when you actually talk to Muslims, they'll tell you that it's a religion of peace, and all the evidence is that it's a peaceful religion. Yes, there are some people who call themselves Muslims who are fighting with one another and have been for a long time in certain parts of the Middle East, but by no means are they the majority of people in the Muslim religion.
Mm-mm.
And you know, the suggestion that he's making is that every Muslim who's not killing other people is somehow not a real Muslim is ridiculous. I mean, I've read the Quran. I did not see what these people say about it, these purported Western experts on the Quran.
They quote the same passages that they do here when they quote the violence that is in the Christian Old Testament. You know, where
Jesus
gotta,
came to bring a sword, not peace.
Or, and you got to take the gays out and stone them. Or if your child talks against you, you need to take them out and stone them. Or the adulterers stone them. I mean, there's all kinds of these laws that it's also don't eat pork. I mean, or shellfish. All these laws are there. None of them are following because they're all ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about. And one of the good point you made, Conan, was that the Muslim religion is based off of the original Bible. That's the Muslim Quran is essentially a continuation of that. It is a clarification of that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the big points that is clarified in there is that there's only one God, not three. That's one of the big points of bones of contention between Muslims and Christians. But generally, the Muslims allowed Christians to be, and the Jews as well. Like, they were able to live in concert and in harmony with one another, in very, very close proximity with one another back in the day. And so there's no reason why that can't happen now, and that's what happens all across the United States with Muslims here. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I mean, have any of the people like Glenn who are just shouting, angry people, have you ever actually met a Muslim? Have you ever actually sat down and, I don't know, broken bread with one of them? Had a conversation that lasted longer than 1 minute of shouting? It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet, and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Do you need the big mommy government to come protect you from those people who want to come here from another plot of land? Oh, that's so scary. Those people could hurt you. That's why you need mommy government around to keep you safe. Now make sure you pay up. Because mommy government needs a whole lot of money to be keeping that police state going nice and strong.
I've never thought about it as mother government. It's always father government.
Oh, really?
Or big brother government.
Well, why can't it be a mommy state, a nanny state? Is that
nanny
too,
state?
Right?
Yeah, it's that. But big mama state?
Yeah, okay. Well, daddy government will keep you safe.
Oh, crap. You know what? A lot of people are just talking about the bad of immigration.
You know, sure.
What they bring their drug dealers and they get on the welfare state that's supposed to be just for us.
Mm.
And, you know, they bring their language with them and they refuse to speak English. But a lot of people forget, you know, the migrants that have come to this country, which both of our families are come from migrants, and pretty much everyone who's listening right now, there might be
at some point.
There might be a Native American or so who's listening, but even they, at one time,
some point, crossed some land bridge, right, to get here,
some block of ice. But a lot of people forget about the good that comes from migrants, and one of the biggest is the brain increase, where you've got people who are actually trying to get out of a situation which just doesn't gel. And a lot of times you have the smartest and the wealthiest people who will migrate to an area first. I think New Hampshire is a prime example of that. But here's a prime example. Steve Jobs. Guess who his father was? He was a Syrian migrant.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
what would Steve Jobs have amounted to if his dad had been forced to stay in Syria?
If you're using any Apple products right now and...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, there's probably people posting their hatred for immigrants on an Apple device as we are speaking. Let's go to Bill listening in Florida to WSRQ in my hometown, Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. You know, I just want to talk about, you know, all these people that want these Syrian refugees. I want to put a challenge out to them. How about they offer rooms in their homes and food, shelter and cash for these people? You know, you want
to. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I agree.
Lead by example. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people pushing for this, but they're not willing to actually take them in on their own. They just want some government program to take them in. And, you know, who's paying for the government program that's going to fund all
this? No, I agree with you. There should not be any kind of government program for a refugee. The people who want to take them in should absolutely be free to do that. But, you know, let them make that choice. At this point, there are, you know, government people who are trying to stop these folks from coming in, which would mean that anyone who wanted to take them in wouldn't be able to do so, right?
Well, you know, the facts are every time somebody comes into this country, there's more of a drain on our system, whether they're on welfare or not. Anytime somebody drives on a road, or travels on a road, anytime somebody goes to a hospital,
roads are paid for by gas taxes, so anyone driving on the road has probably bought the gas in the United States to drive on that road, so that one doesn't fly. But as far as draining the system,
once again,
you're looking at the negative. They're also bringing talents. They're bringing skills into that same system, into the economy. They're bringing their entrepreneurialism. A lot of immigrants are entrepreneurs. They're people who are willing to start their own business because they never had the freedom to do so.
And a lot of times it's those businesses that maybe won't make as much, like gas stations, mm-hmm. convenience stores, guy selling the newspaper on the corner, guy doing the hot dog stand on the
right.
corner. A lot of those jobs just get picked up by, you know, guys who aren't afraid to work for a dollar less than his competition that have been living here their whole lives.
All right, I would like to take a conversation somewhere else. Okay, all it takes is, you know, is one or two people or a handful of people to organize and cause a total horrific event like they did in Paris. All it would take is some of these.
You mean like Timothy McVeigh did in the Oklahoma City building? Wasn't he a native?
Ian, let me finish my point here.
Yeah.
So all it would take is a handful of people to organize some horrific event over here, and you want to complain about the police state. Think of what a more horrible police state we're going to have when this kind of stuff happens over here, because we've allowed in a Trojan horse of a bunch of fighting age males.
The only way you'll be able to stop people from coming here is by creating a total police state. You understand that, right?
Well, I'd rather have the police state from people coming in here than the people that are actually here.
So then you're fine with letting the police come and search your house?
No, I don't want that. And that's why I don't want these.
No. There might be immigrants in your house. You might be hiding immigrants in your house. They need to do a door-to-door sweep of your entire neighborhood and make sure there are no immigrants in your house. That's okay with you, right?
No, it's not okay with me.
Oh, but wait a minute. You want to keep immigrants out. Look, that's what it's going to take. If you want them to go and find immigrants and stop them from coming here, they're going to need access to all your private information and private places.
All you've got to do is not allow these Syrian refugees in.
It's only the Syrians, so then we can let everybody else in, right?
No, we need to close our borders.
Okay. And so when you close the borders, so you're talking about creating a big police state on the border, but what about the millions of people who are already here? Are you going to let them stay?
The ones that are here illegally? No, they got to go.
They might be hiding in your house. Now the government needs to come look inside your house.
Well, all right. Are you familiar with Lou Rockwell?
Well, you're trying to go to work? Hold on a second there, buddy. We've got a checkpoint for you. You need to pull over to secondary. You're fine with that, right?
Yeah, so you see, you won't let me bring
you might be smuggling immigrants in your trunk. You could be a coyote.
Are you familiar with
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Are you
familiar with Lou Rockwell.
Yeah, what about Lou Rockwell?
He recently wrote an article. It was a very well-written article about why open borders are an assault on private property. You can go look it up, and it makes a great case for, you know, we've got the government in charge of the commons area, and they're going to let these people in and force that upon everybody else. That, you know, I'm all for people having whoever they want onto their own land, but we don't live in a society like that.
I think you bring up a very good point. The problem is the socialization of the country and the common land. If it's my own property, then yeah, I might decide I don't want the greasy guy who smells like sewage on my property. I might not want to give him a job. I might not want to deal with him. But yeah, you're talking about the government owns too much land, and that's the problem. So they can make these decisions on our behalf, and that's the problem.
I've actually got the Lou Rockwell piece. I've had it here in my show prep, so maybe we'll share that.
Take that article apart. I mean, that would be an interesting show, and I'd like you to refute what's in that article.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. It's actually been in my show prep for the last few days. We just haven't gotten around to it yet, so thanks for bringing it up.
I'm a libertarian, and this thing
except
that
for freedom of travel,
open borders. Well, that's not a clear-cut libertarian point.
Look, it's fine if you want to keep people off of your land, but if I want to let people on my land, then I should be able to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sure. Great. So there we go. We finally agreed. Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453, except the government's not going to let that happen, right? They're in control of this property known as the United States, and if they want to try to keep people out, they're going to create a police state. And if you don't think that police state ultimately is going to come down to, you know, checkpoints everywhere, including maybe even house-to-house searches, that's the only way you're going to ferret out, however many, 4 million or whatever, 10 million, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone's
immigrants.
Okay with this wall around the country to keep them out. But then you're going to have a problem with everyone who's slipping through, and you are never going to prevent people from slipping through. And then you got to worry about all the people who are already here. What are you going to do? You're going to have to take it to the next level, just like you said. There's going to be door-to-door searches, you know, checkpoints everywhere.
We've already got the checkpoints. There are checkpoints.
But now they're going to have a top-notch reason to be stopping. Now it's not just some arbitrary, we're doing DUI checks or whatever. We have an actual reason to be out here because the bad guys could be in your trunk.
There's a Syrian refugee who's escaped. We're going to need checkpoints. The toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Hey, you're scared, aren't you? That's when the government grabs power.
That's
hello?
Right. Give up your freedoms for a little more security, and that's what this wall and checkpoints are going to do. It's just, you know, you're giving up more of your humanity. And, you know, I don't want to be that drone bot. I don't want to be that sheep. I want to be a free man. And you know what? Freedom can be messy.
Imagine,
you know, taking care of my own business can be messy. It can hurt. I could fail. I could fall right on my face because I made a mistake.
Someone can set a bomb off. Oh, wait. Someone can set a bomb off anyway. You can have all of the security in the world, and someone can still make a damn bomb with, you know, whatever household supplies they want to make the bomb with, and then they can set it off right at your security checkpoint.
But you need to really stop and think, why the hell do they want to set a bomb off in the first place? We need to break this down and get down to the bottom. Why do they want to set a bomb off?
Because
they hate my freedom? No. It's because U.S. bombs have been dropping on their lands for forever.
All right. You can share your thoughts here. I do have the Lou Rockwell piece that our caller there, Bill, requested we talk about. So we'll take requests on Free Talk Live. Talk radio that takes requests. You can join us here. 855-450-FREE.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.